With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates Carney. The University of Montana lost its longest living and one of its most respected alumna this weekend. Edward O'Brien takes this look back at the life and legacy of 107-year-old Emma Lomason.
Most students currently attending the University of Montana never met Emma Lomason, but almost every single one of them is intimately familiar with her namesake building on campus. The Emma B. Lomason Center houses, among other programs, admissions, financial aid, new student services, not to mention the food zoo. It's the heartbeat of UM's campus. Fitting, really, given Emma Lomason's remarkable relationship with the university.
The biggest gift of all that I've had is being able to work at this institution as long as I
Thank
do.
Thank you.
It's the greatest gift anyone could be given.
That was Lomason last February 16th. When she woke up that morning, Lomason could boast she'd met all but five of UM's past presidents. By bedtime, she'd whittled that list down to four. UM President Seth Bodner visited her senior living center that afternoon to pay his respects. Lomason earned a bachelor's degree from UM in 1933 and worked there from 1937 to 1977, retiring as the registrar and associate director of admissions and records. For a decade after retiring, she volunteered as a student advisor. Her encyclopedic knowledge of UM was on display that afternoon she met Bodner when somebody asked,
Emma, we were wondering, who was the registrar before Wayne Woolston?
Before Wayne Woolston?
Yes.
Oh, well, J.B. Spear. Who could forget J.B. Spear?
We all did.
Yes. Yes, short little man. He didn't do any harm.
A gaggle of local media attended the meeting, and Lomason reveled in the attention. She repeatedly stressed the value of a good education and her admiration of young, curious minds. I asked her if she trusted UM stewardship to the then 38-year-old President Bodner.
By my math, you were 68 years old when President Bodner was born. Does his youth concern you?
No, I love to see these young people get up there and get those positions. They have young minds, very active minds.
In his message to the campus community Monday, Bodner remembered Lomason this way, quote, though she shied away from the notion, Emma had become quite popular over the years as a passionate fan of all things UM. She cheered for the Grizz, shared recollections of the many people and events that shaped our university, and was known for her positive attitude and generous spirit. I was struck by her love for UM and her passion for education and service to others, end quote. Plans are underway for a celebration of Emma Lomason's life. UM says those details will be shared as soon as they're available. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.